Going on for
good. This is beer. I don't know why. Maybe it just doesn't want to work, Barb.
Huh. And it doesn't want to see people go, ah. And Mom.
Sam.
We have to use our manners, too.
And you can't talk with your mouth full because no one will understand what you say. What did you and Josh do today?
Play Nintendo, watch TV.
Is he in the same grade as you are?
Uh-huh. He's a girl, yeah.
I never saw them walking to school.
They walk with them.
Teresa from up
Teresa's
the street?
Two boys.
I wonder why they don't play with Teresa's two boys. Meet Teresa's two boys, and we have two more friends. We have four all together. Yeah. Teresa's son's in your grade, Samantha. Kindergarten.
One's in first grade. The other one's going into kindergarten next year.
This year.
Well, yeah, this year. Next week.
Yay, kindergarten. I can't wait. Please eat that with your fork.
I need something to cut it.
Just go like this.
Oh.
Greasy
chicken?
I'll cut one.
You know what Grandma used to do? She used to put cornflakes in her bag, crush them all up, roll the chicken in egg, and then roll it around the cornflakes, and then we'd have a shake and bake chicken.
Yum, yum.
Hello.
Hi.
Excuse me, somewhat.
But we're eating supper.
That's good.
She's on the phone.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, that was taking our voice.
I'm not sure.
This is so fun. You know what I mean? Like a jelly bean.
Sam, last time when Mimi tried to put me in the sea, I could punch you in the thigh for that.
Punch me in the jaw, don't think of it.
I said thigh. I'm gonna punch anybody. Stop
what
it.
Does thigh mean?
That means a hip.
I have a picked up ice cream, Dan. And you can have it and smile.
Then you can't have any of my ice cream sandwiches.
How about you can have my push-up chocolate swirl and I can have some of the ice cream sandwiches?
Nope. You change your mind just when I say that, so it's not even fair.
Last night, I thought Uncle Scott ate all my squirrels.
What do you mean, twisters? They're kind of share, you know, Sam.
He doesn't share.
You had many ice cream sandwiches of his that Granny's given to you because you asked him if he could have it. If he could have them.
And he said no.
No, Granny's given you many ice cream sandwiches. He does the same thing. Every other nanny gets the stuff. He doesn't say, Sam, this is mine.
Do you want to taste something?
Hey!
Put that away.
Hello!
I'm simply amazing though how you eat his stuff without asking. You're a little sneak. You think nothing of sneaking into the freezer to get an ice cream sandwich.
I'll give him some.
Can I have an ice cream sandwich, please, Mom? Mom, please, can I have an ice cream
sandwich?
Oh, come on, someone spot the last ice cream sandwich, right?
About
cookies. Sam, can I please have one of your Twixes?
That's the only one. Scott had two.
What's the matter? Is this the great ice cream debate?
Uncle Scott.
Scott tends to eat everything.
He doesn't care.
He doesn't ask us. He's a little snake.
So no, you are, you little liar.
Listen.
I know.
Listen down here. I said this one. I said
one. Oh, my ice cream sandwich.
Listen.
It's gone.
It's gone, and that's all there is to it.
No, there is one left.
That's right.
And there's only
five.
There's one push-up pop left, which I told Smith that she could have.
There's two push-up pops left.
Well, where's the other
one? No ice cream sandwiches left.
Where's the other push-up pop? I just see one. Two. Look at that. There's two push-up pops left.
Yes! Yes! God can't have anymore.
I wouldn't laugh. He's going to come out here and eat them both on you.
Uh-oh. No laughing.
Mom, can I have my ice cream?
I wish you'd just sit down and start dancing around, and then you can.
Now I understand, why your mother made you take the now I understand why your mother made you take the ballet lessons.
Wish you could dance around when I try to speak to her?
Yeah.
Damn, isn't that great? We both have chocolate squirrels. Just like them.
Well, you ate both your suppers, so you can have dessert.
I didn't eat mine.
I said you ate your supper.
As long as you eat the meat.
No, I think the vegetables are more important.
Mom.
All meat and vegetables are important.
You know, meat's not that good for you anymore, they tell you. Chicken and fish is, and you had chicken. Samantha had great meat. Clogged your arteries.
Corn's good for you.
That's a vegetable.
It has a little tiny seed in it. And
very good if you could have
fruit
for dessert.
Good for you because they have seeds right on top.
The seeds aren't what's good for you. What? Makes it taste good.
They say two servings of meat every day for a healthy diet, too.
Yeah. Out of the four main food groups, do you know what they are?
What? Milk, cheese, milk,
vegetables.
Yeah. Fruits and
vegetables. Sam's a great vegetable eater.
She is.
I eat plums now.
Fruits and vegetables.
And plums.
Fish and chicken, meat and poultry.
And deer.
Broccoli is pretty close to fish.
And deer.
Dead deer.
Kelly had one before.
Kelly ate a dead deer. Deer meat. Tommy and Della has elk meat in his freezer from an elk. You can eat rabbit.
Meat, yeah. Dairy, breads, and fruits.
Okay.
Where'd you get that?
What? Right off the stove.
Do you want some tater tots?
Can I have one?
Yes, I'm going to have some.
Then I'll have my push-up.
Yeah.
And I
whoa, that was bad tots. Very, very bad tots.
Charlie, go get that.
We need another one. I threw one out.
Can we toss?
Tossing tater tots.
Oh, should dear.
Be an Olympic event. The tater tot toss.
I can toss.
Please don't talk to me with your mouth full.
Okay.
Remember, we're being taped here.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't mean you have to act any different.
That's the same way you do when you're not being taped.
Don't you dance this way.
Thank you, Samantha.
Thanks, Sam.
You're welcome.
Well, thanks, Sam's close enough, right?
Close enough.
I know how to push up these eggs. Face it. You're up. I took your trash, so what do you say?
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm doing stuff for the interview. Thanks. Chocolate's in the middle.
Do you think your sandwich would taste better if it was in the shape of an airplane?
Yep.
Or a heart? It says, good for you lunches, don't have to be boring. Try packing these crazy cut-out sandwiches. And cut it out, then it looks like a heart. Here's a Tom Crier.
Already read it.
Can I skip it?
There you go, Moose. What did Christine want this time?
Christine wanted to say that her cookout was Sunday.
Happened at Leo's.
Yeah.
You go there? I think all your father's been staying over the night.
I wanted to go to that concert.
Because I want to, so I can drive up right afterwards.
You don't want to drive up there right afterwards?
No, I mean, I won't be drinking, so I can drive up right afterwards.
Good.
We used to get those from the ice cream man. They were the cheapest ice cream going. Now they're probably about 80 cents.
Whoa!
That's a real rocket ice cream. That's where it gets its name. You push it up too high and it rockets in the
boom! I guess that's where it got its name.
Yep.
Push it up too high and when it's too far into the paper, bam!
Give me the
thing. Can I have some more milk, Mom? You know, they got these toys. Musical Mickey and Minnie. Squeeze them, and they come with a song book, and it can make music.
For what age group?
Anybody.
What do you think? I was going to get you a Learn How to Read book at the library yesterday.
That sounds my choice. Yesterday, when I was outside with Kelly, right? I was Amanda, right? Or something.
Amanda J. Johnson again?
No. Amanda Angela or Kelly. I pushed my thing up. It almost went right up to the sky. It was cool.
Whoa, yo, yo. You would think anybody was cool.
There it goes, Dan.
No, the dog's gonna get it.
What is it?
The dog went right beside me, my mom was.
Yep, the dog has yours, Dan.
Hello!
Yeah.
What?
Lean here.
Okay. I can't wait to see what it sounds like old tape recorder.
Okay, sit down. Put the cat down. Sometimes I have to tell you to leave her alone.
All right, Sam, go stop picking up the big room. Supper is over.
I want to do it like...